On Monday, August 8th, Tall Can Audio hits 1,000 episodes.
Wait, that's still on? Who could possibly still care?
And the gang is all here to celebrate.
It's euphoric. It's got to be close to nirvana. It's outstanding.
For the first time ever, Maddie, Michaela, Rob, and Matt are all live in studio together.
It's happening, you guys! It's happening! Oh, my God, guys! Oh, my God! I wish you all were here!
Is this likely to go well?
Just check my notes here. No!
At least it will make a lot of noise.
Boom. Here comes the boom.
1,000 pods and 1,000 pints.
I don't think I've ever been as proud in my entire life.
TCA 1000 drops Monday, August 8th, wherever you find low-quality podcasts.
Fuck, it's out of control. Shit. Take me out. This is Audio Whiplash, Tall Can Audio Podcast Network. Rob over there making noise.
Hey.
Matt over here.
Man, it sounds loud in here. It's going to get loud.
Give us a follow on the Twitter if you're not doing so already, at Tall Can Audio, facebook.com/Tall Can Audio if you're still doing the Zuckerberg thing, patreon.com/Tall Can Audio, and find all our old archived episodes, all the gold that we've produced for you over the last few years.
Audio gold, ladies and gentlemen.
And find it at tallcanaudio.com. How's it going, man?
I am feeling very inspired here today.
Really?
No.
No. It's hot, man.
It is hot. And Christ, it's not even June yet.
No, it's not even June yet. Oh, I mean, it just turned June. Oh, me too. Me too. It's been a while.
Yee-hoo!
Fuck you!
You got all giddy there.
Starting over.
Yeah.
New beer.
Yeah, talking over me and all kinds of shit. So, you've talked over many a can opening.
So, on the last Audio Whiplash, I talked about having a little sparring match with Lori Goldstein of the Toronto Sun.
Yep.
Any idea?
Has Lori reached out?
Lori's getting just pounded from all sides at this point for his shitty takes. Lori's daughter.
Yeah, this is always great.
The girl in July Talk.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't really mean anything. It's whatever, but just interesting. Small world.
Well, she's the reason I hate July Talk.
This is where the show turns on July Talk because of stupid Lori Goldstein.
No.
But you and I, for 3 weeks, big into July Talk.
Well, there was a bunch of that, The Garden, Summer Dress, Guns and Ammunition,
yeah,
off that first album. Where I was like, yeah, I like that.
This is maybe 2013, probably-ish.
Yeah, 2013, 2014, somewhere in there.
I enjoyed the same thing. And I don't know, not long went by before I was scrubbing it off my
shelf life.
Right.
Like, and to me, it's, right? Like, and again, she's fine and all, but it's too much of her. To me, you need more of him with just a little accent of her, like parsley on the plate. To me, her little Minnie Mouse voice.
To me,
it grows tiresome.
To me, it had very little to do with her over him or vice versa. Too much of I just got tired of the songs at some point, and like it didn't last. Right, you go back to certain things a while later and go, man, this holds up pretty good.
This
July
is
Talk not going to be one of them. So, take that, Lori Goldstein, and July Talk
and Offspring.
yeah, this past week, the 20-year anniversary of Offspring's Americana album. Very good.
Funny, I was just thinking the other day, I was in the gym and I was listening to a little U2 and thinking about the
that
show.
That is funny.
And thinking about the show that we did on the 30th anniversary of the Joshua Tree.
Yeah, okay. So that's going back probably 2 years maybe since we did that one.
I think it was 2017, I think.
All right.
So 2017 would be 30 years.
Okay.
Just in terms of, now I'm not putting the Americana album up against Joshua Tree in terms of.
Joshua Tree wouldn't stand a chance.
Clearly no. Clearly no, right? In terms of, you know, six number one singles off of it and really a hugely enduring. And that's an album that does have a shelf life. Or does not, sorry.
Yeah, I was wondering what was, because I'm less of a U2 fan than you, and I don't find it to have a shelf life.
The shelf life is 100 years.
Right. But it did not have, nah, why don't you get a job like Americana did.
That's right.
So, and it's hard to compare, man. But
my buddy's got a girlfriend, and he hates that bitch. He tells me every day.
Man, I really got to lose my chick in the worst kind of way.
Yeah.
Who hasn't felt that way?
Really, yeah. I think that's the sort of grungy version of Spice Girls.
Weird.
I don't know. With the same kind of lyric as Zigga Zigga, Zigga Zigga, I think. I think those are all in the same ballpark. Uninspired schlop.
I won't hear you say this about Americana. Since we're talking music anyway.
Well, just do what you normally do and go back in and just edit me out.
I don't edit you out. I edit more of me in to correct you.
Okay. Sure.
You can see recent episodes of Tall Can Sports for that.
Which is the beauty of not live.
Yeah.
I don't got shit to say now. I'll wait when you're not here and then I'll just edit something in.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Basically.
All right then.
Since we're talking music anyway, Spotify is kind of taking some shit from inside and out, which is a rough place to be.
Wow, yeah.
That they've gone through, and R. Kelly is the big one who's getting a lot of attention. But they have
Chris Brown, I think, too.
That's, yep. People who maybe have run afoul of the moral code are being edited.
Whose moral code?
Spotify's, apparently.
Yeah, god damn you, Spotify.
Well, okay, and so we'll get into this. But just to bring everybody up to speed, and we'll share the article at Tall Can Audio on Twitter, facebook.com/TallCanAudio. They have essentially edited out people who they deem to be a little too offensive, and it's not in their lyrics, right? It's have spotty pasts or are being accused of certain things out of their curated playlists. So what that means is, as most of you know, if you have an Apple Music or Spotify or whatever, you can go in and you go to your library or you can search whatever song you want, or you can just click on, you know, music to run with or, you know, Saturday Night Party or whatever it might be.
90s hip hop.
Sure. Since we're talking to R. Kelly, and they'll hit you with their own playlists that kind of fit whatever mood or activity or whatever that you're doing. These artists are being edited out of those playlists. They are not being removed from the platform.
You can still find them,
right,
if you search them by name.
You can still add them to your music, to your libraries. You can still download it.
Although Spotify will increase your subscription because you're
a bad person.
Yeah, have poor taste.
And so they're being removed from the playlist that Spotify create for you. They are not being removed from Spotify.
Correct.
Yes, I know.
They're taking huge backlash due to the names that you've cited, R. Kelly, Chris Brown. There was XXX Tenacious or whatever that was. Some
also right up there with the Joshua Tree.
But am I right with that? It was like, I, it was yes. like three or four exes.
This is a thing that's happening where more and more of these stories I read, I don't know who we're talking about anymore. Right? Like I've at 34
old
years old.
Old guy Matt. Hey, you kids, get off my lawn.
Yeah, that's a thing that's happening.
Yeah, that have sort of a checkered legal past, right? Not convicted in any, all three of those people, right. Only convicted by the court of public opinion.
Right.
Not by a court of law, but Spotify has
taken justice.
Yes, which I normally go in for, but Spotify has taken it upon themselves to be judge and jury and say, yeah, we're going to just.
Okay, but have they? All they've said is, we're not presenting it to you in the stuff that
Why?
We make. That's not the question. You've said they've taken it upon themselves to be judge, jury, and execute. You can still get the music you want yeah. on there.
So they have spoken for you.
Do you? Yes.
They,
in
you
terms of
we won't give
present
you this
to
and
you.
We hope you forget about it. And
I don't know
just
if it's hope
along.
You forget, but it definitely hurts them in terms of finding new. Like if R. Kelly's not going to have as easy a time on. You know, half the reason to listen to one of these playlists is to hear something you don't know and maybe discover that artist or enjoy that song, add it to your collection. Those artists are being robbed of that opportunity. And as you said, not by a court of law, but by a company. So I do understand the why they'd be upset. There's also, depending on who you want to talk to, a fairly racial slant to this, right? Eminem actually wrote a song. It's called Kim. About, and it's not a song, it's him, what do they call it, like voice acting a scenario in which he murders his then girlfriend on the album. Pretty questionable content. I don't know if he has the same legal, you know, if he's been charged with anything similar to
well,
what.
Well, and the article cited, you know, the drummer and co-writer for Derek and the Dominoes, which is a little older.
Yeah.
Killed his mother.
Yep.
Convicted, serving time, but you still have no problems finding Layla.
Because, yeah,
on their
playlist. Songs ever. It's a predominantly white song, band.
So, these sorts of things. And I'm trying to, the name of the guy, Great Balls of Fire. Goodness gracious, Great Balls. You know, with, you know, sex with his underage cousin.
Oh, God.
These sorts of things.
Haven't heard that story.
Okay. But I imagine you can still find those songs on there and they
That's
probably
not Little
make
Richard, isn't it?
No, it's a white guy and it's anyways.
Okay.
The point is it
Chubby
just
Checker.
It's a black guy again. Further support.
Is Chubby
for,
Checker black?
Yeah.
Well, I've never seen Chubby. I know his songs. I've heard him. I've never seen the guy.
You, come on, baby. Like he's just I found my thrill. Come on. You can't even listen to that guy and go.
No, I don't hear it.
Blueberry. Blueberry Hill?
Salisbury.
No. That's a Peter Gabriel tune. Anyways, we digress.
That's not like us.
Yeah, not at all. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Have I ditched this topic?
No. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. But you're the one that's going to have to be responsible for the end product. So totally on you. But yeah, racial, and you have a bunch of sort of similar white issues that haven't been given the same short shrift.
I wonder if we just don't know about it, but over the years, how many radio program directors have decided, yeah, I don't like what that guy stands for, what he said, and I'm not playing his music. And it just doesn't get the same. Because we are all now listening to one giant international radio station. You know, we hear about it. But I wonder over the years if this hasn't been a pretty consistent thing where it's left up to the morality of the guy running each radio station.
Yeah, well, probably. Because back in the day, you know, radio stations were more or less, you know, you had a little more flexibility.
Yeah.
You no longer have that now. That comes down from the corporate
mothership. Overlords, Rogers says.
And that's it. And then they just knuckle you down and that's you don't have any choice.
Right. But to me, I don't know that as long as they haven't removed the music from the platform, I guess racially, this is something that needs to be looked at. But in terms of morality, we see all kinds of major companies take these sorts of stands and decide what they're going to put out in front. I don't know that this is that much different. And
right. I think the touchy or the slippery slope you're on here is you have said these people have not been convicted of anything.
Yep.
Yet I find it in bad taste. And I am going to limit
or curb
them in some way.
Well, so this is a little bit unrelated, and I think we've talked about Roberto Osuna over on Talkin' Sports. Major League Baseball has repeatedly lately, and they are probably the league in North American pro sports more than any other, who has gone out in front and said, I don't particularly care if you've been convicted of anything. We've decided that this issue, this thing that you've brought to our game, is going to cost you 30 games, 50 games, 80 games, right? We've seen it over and over and over with guys not being convicted, and I don't know if that's right or wrong, but it's not new.
Okay. All right, so then let's look at this. Osuna, who, okay, I don't think he's been put on administrative leave. And I think
love that name for it.
He's still getting paid.
Yes.
But if the league was going to suspend me, like in the case of these musicians we're talking about, now, you know what? Chris Brown, I don't think there wasn't any charges.
No.
He wasn't convicted of anything.
Everybody knows exactly what happened.
Well, this is it, right? And I don't think it's been denied.
Right.
So it is, that also is a sort of a blurry spot, because we certainly do not condone.
Right.
You know, that you should be able to blacken the eye of your girlfriend just.
Right.
For whatever reason.
No matter how many bad songs she writes.
Ooh.
Well, I'm agreeing with you.
Yeah, okay.
But in a very different way.
People are going to tweet at you again saying,
well,
that's the fucking last straw. You're a douchebag. And they're probably right.
I've agreed with you.
They're probably right. They're probably right to do so. But you just don't do it. You just don't do it the way you should. I have way more tact than you.
Oh. Not the way I edit.
Okay, yeah.
this will be your sentence by the time the show
comes out. I'm going to say that at the end.
No, I think her music stinks, but you can't hit her. That's kind of the stance I'm taking here. Okay. Is that okay?
Sure, man. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Just rephrase it.
Sure. At Tall Can Audio, send your hate mail.
Do it.
they'll do it.
Yeah. You don't need to ask.
No prodding necessary. Chris Brown, no legal, you know, not found guilty of.
Yeah. I just think if there has been no charges, he's been convicted of nothing. It's not on you. It's not on any one body to, because I'm paying I'm paying
John Spotify.
Yeah. Okay. I'm paying a membership. I don't want you to tell me what I can and cannot listen to.
Would you like me as John Spotify to respond to that?
Certainly I would.
Google Music's over there.
Google Music's over there. Yeah, that's where it's going to be?
No. The music you want to hear is still here. I'm not putting it straight out in front. If you don't like it, there's competitors over there.
Yeah. Do you think that's what Spotify's official stance is?
Exactly the stance they've taken. They're doing it and they're hanging with it despite the beating they're taking from both the industry and angry subscribers.
Well, I think that is that
when you're the biggest in the market. Yeah. Okay. Go somewhere else.
Okay.
Well, that's a pain. I'll have to input my visa somewhere else. And I don't even know how to unsubscribe from the, I guess I'll just tweet about it for a couple days and move on.
Or you'll never get fucking dime one from me.
Okay. They don't have dime one from you now.
Well, and they've just lessened the chances of getting it. I want my fucking R. Kelly.
Said no
and
one
I,
ever.
And I want it on the playlist that I haven't selected, and I want it served to me.
Yeah.
But you've just said, in the easiest way possible, I don't want to unsubscribe. I don't want to punch in my 16 digits somewhere else. Just give me my music.
Yeah. It's absolutely worth looking at. If this is it's all black artists that are being singled out and white guys are skating, we should look at that. Otherwise, in terms of what I choose to put out in front, go fuck yourself.
Okay. And if that's where we are, then that's where we are. But you know what?
I just think that's where we are on all kinds of things.
That's
right?
In a terms slippery
of
slope.
We for sure it is. But
as soon as
terms
you start telling me, yep, you know what? You don't need to listen to this.
What TV shows Rogers decides to censor and what this has been
going
on.
Don't censor any of my shit.
Well, they do it. Why is this different? It sucks all
because I just read it and I'm angry about it. That's why.
Yeah.
What is it? What is the cause du jour? I'm up in arms.
Up in arms. Also, over the last few days, people have been with Roseanne.
What
Roseanne Barr.
What a fat hog.
Oh, Jesus Christ! Suddenly, I'm off the hook. Of all the things.
Well, clearly Roseanne's got time on her.
It was
plump mitts.
So easy to hate on Roseanne this week without going there. And yes, there you went. So, Roseanne.
I'm fit. That's the sound of me poking my bicep, just for the record.
Okay. Roseanne sends some fairly insensitive tweets in all kinds of directions. Starts
Muslim Brotherhood has a baby with Planet of the Apes.
Yeah, it's rough.
That equals something Jurette. Vicky? Veronica?
I think it's Vicky. You'll be able to find it basically anywhere you look for the next little while, but we'll share the articles and whatnot and all the usual places. ABC decides not a good time to be in the Roseanne business after she goes on this tweet storm, because it also was fresh on the heels of a day of retweeting all kinds of crazy ass conspiracy theories and taking a shot at Chelsea Clinton, Chelsea Soros Clinton, at one point, and then she was accusing him of all kinds of. So it got ugly in a hurry.
I love that she said she was having problems sleeping and had taken some Ambien.
Yes, that was her defense later.
Ambien saying, hey, you're stupid.
Ambien goes on their Twitter and says, while every drug has side effects, none of our drugs have ever been found to cause racism, I believe was the pretty clever.
Yes,
for any social media company, be good at this, right? And you can
have somebody.
I saw a great line today that was Adolf Hitler wakes up one morning, realizes he's slept for 6 years. Whoa, what happened? Sees a bunch of empty boxes and goes, oh no, what have I done?
Yeah, this is terrible.
Yeah. Most people not biting on the Ambien excuse. I did see Jimmy Kimmel tweet and say that we should all keep in mind that, you know, mental health is a real thing and maybe she could use some compassion right now. I suppose that could be true. Most people aren't biting there either. It seems like crazy-ass, racist Roseanne, who's been saying and tweeting all kinds of things for years and years and years, finally said one crazy racist thing too many and got caught, and ABC decided we're done with this show, which in itself was no small.
That was the largest.
It was the biggest show of the year.
Viewed, well, fourth largest, but largest of any new show.
Yeah, behind your Super Bowl, behind your
right,
whatever.
But $45 million in ad revenue, they were expecting that to increase by 25 to 30% coming up. It was going to be the centerpiece of their fall.
Yep. So no small. They could have put out a statement that said something like, while we disagree with Roseanne,
we're putting in her sensitivity training.
Right. So that they could keep their cash cow. They just went, no. We're done. I'm sorry, cash cow was not meant the way you meant cash cow.
I don't know what you're talking about, man. It's on Matt now. Look at that.
Yeah.
That blue ribbon pig they had
at Tolkien
from the
audio.
County fair.
Whatever.
Keep it coming.
Yeah.
No mail is bad mail.
Well, that's just not true.
And besides, it all goes to Matt.
Exactly. So they've canceled the show. There are some people that would lead you to believe that this was an infringement upon her free speech. You are guaranteed a freedom of speech. You are not guaranteed to have no consequences for that speech.
Ontario Hydro guy who yells, Fuck her right in the pussy. Oh, wait. I can't say that. I can't say that as an employee.
Well, you can say it. You just can't say it with your employer's ball cap on.
Well, this is it. And to me, that's the huge, that's the big difference between the Spotify and this. To me, this is ABC saying, hey, we're in the good publicity business.
Well, then it, yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
We've just had, they have a, Ira Dungy, I think, is the president of ABC, first black female president of a major network, right? They're on the front lines of being progressive in terms of.
Well, and this was risky from the beginning. This show, this reboot was designed to be kind of the voice of, to show America, to show left America, I guess, the troubles and the struggles of this is what a Trump supporter looks like. This is how we got here. This is what this. And it turns out in the end, oh, yeah, Trump supporters are as crazy as shit as we thought, right? But they took a risk with it. They put it out there and said, yeah, let's try it. Let's.
Could you just be risky and crazy shit on the TV?
While it's nicely scripted and, yeah, and not upset our advertisers. And, yeah.
Can you not just ad lib and do shit on your own? Please don't. And that's honestly social media. Keep your shit, keep it cool, ladies and gentlemen. Put down your phones. No drunk tweeting. No. Somebody needs to be taking care of that for you.
So there is a podcast that's about to benefit in a very big way from what's just happened. She was scheduled and has announced she will hold her appointment to be on the Joe Rogan Experience podcast this Friday. Tell me that guy who isn't already always one of the top five downloaded podcasts of the week on iTunes isn't going to be through the roof this week. Because he's not afraid. He doesn't give a fuck. He'll ask her all kinds of stuff. And they'll touch on this, no doubt, man. And
for sure.
The fact that that she's like, it would have been real easy to go, ah, not a good time for me. I'm backing out. But you know she's looking for a platform, and he gets, without exaggerating, millions of listeners per week. So this is a platform for her too, no doubt, to come out and try and clean things up a little. This is how I got here. I'll be super intrigued to hear that, well, that exchange.
And
right?
You know what? And in this day and age of shocking stand-up comedy, and everything has a bit of a, if it doesn't have shock value,
yeah,
it gets left to the wayside, right? And so I kind of believe her when she says, yeah, that's just a joke. That's in bad taste. I think it speaks to her core beliefs.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
Right? There's a little gem or a little nugget of truth in just about everything.
Yep.
But yeah, that she was being edgy and cheeky in her and went, oof.
And I
miscalculated.
And I do believe her. If you want to go back, you want to deconstruct the joke, that the ape comment wasn't directed because the target was black.
I don't believe that.
I don't. Oh, you think that is why she said it?
I do believe that.
Okay. I don't. But it's a pretty easy set. Well, there's just a lot to it, right, in terms of breaking it down. I don't think she. And I think she's smart enough to know if I pick a prominent black person and call them a monkey, I'm getting fired. The joke
really,
was...
Really? You think she's smart enough to think that?
Yes, I am. Or yes, I
but,
do.
But still to go ahead and do it?
Okay. That's where I think you have to go and look at the bigger... It's the Planet of the Apes thing combined with... And everything she's trying to pull apart. This is... You should be smart enough to know this is how everyone's going to take this. This isn't a joke worth telling. Right. I don't believe the core of the joke was, here's just another...
Muslim
know.
Brotherhood plus Planet of the Apes equals... And you're like... Whew.
Yeah. No, it was a stupid thing to say, and you should have known exactly how it was going to get taken. But I don't believe it was as simple as, hey, look, it's a black monkey.
Right. And the idea of... You know, if I'm going to tell that, I'm going to have one too many Manhattans at a cocktail party, right? And I'm going to say that to somebody, and they're going to be like, "Oh my God, right. You are now are tweeting that out, and it's there,
right,
for everyone, forever."
Yep. screen capped and all like that. That is your byline forever.
So you can't outrun that.
Nope.
You need to be better. All those people who do that.
That show will be on Fox in October.
Yep. Well, okay. You know what? And that is.
Or one of your streaming services or someone's right. picking that up.
Right. Somebody's absolutely picking up because you hear them talking about all the people who now will be hurt by this. I'm sure Roseanne is doing quite fine, right?
Yep.
Christ, my mother just went to see her on her stand-up tour.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, she went with a bunch of women who were, you know, sort of boycotting as they're, or protesting as they were going, because then they found out after they bought the tickets that Roseanne was a huge Trump supporter. And
yeah.
Anyways. Yeah, my mom found it to be quite fine.
Your mom probably liked the sitcom.
Yeah, but so what I'm saying though is
I liked the sitcom back in the day. I know lots of people did. It was a huge.
And I watched one episode of this reboot.
I haven't seen any of the reboot.
Forced. To me, it was totally forced. Yeah. It was like they were caricatures of themselves, okay. Right? It was like Don Cherry. Just honestly forced and not funny and.
Right.
But. John Goodman's done all right for himself. He's been in a pile of movies.
He's so good, too. Like,
but there's a pile of other people on that show who were like, oh, my God, thank goodness. Because I've been doing shit in between.
Yeah. Well, and that was a prominent thing that I saw online today was she just got hundreds of people fired. Forget the people on the show. Your costume people, your makeup people, your camera, just gone. Unemployed.
You're fired.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think you're right though. That somebody will pick this up.
Yeah,
ABC has.
Well,
done
how the many right. of the there's been many of her co-stars though are coming out online going what she said was despicable. We don't agree with it. I can't believe she's done this to us. Can you piece the cast back together? I assume for enough money, you probably can. But how many of them will want to work with her again? What will that do to their careers? Right to know that.
But they've worked with this woman for. They know this.
But not in this climate, right? That's going to be the difference. If in 6 months it's Fox or it's Netflix or whatever stands up and says, we got this much money to bring the show back together, is it worth your career, right, your PR?
Yeah. Are you paying me $2,000 an episode or are you paying me $50,000 an episode?
Because after this, my following is going to be asking me, my fans are going to be asking me, how can you work with that woman? You are tacitly going along with her.
See, and they talked about the appeal of the show, and you've touched on it, but that it was supposed to, it reached a broad swath of America.
Yeah.
Right? That it sort of, it reached out to a bunch of different people. And so there are some people who that will appeal to.
And we've talked about it before on other subjects. How much does... somebody's history, somebody's politics. I think it was during Kid Rock. I think we probably talked about, you know, I really like that song, but I kind of hate this guy's, how much does it, you know, are you going to feel guilty watching reruns of Roseanne knowing who Roseanne is, right? What is your responsibility as a,
well, I think
a consumer.
I think everything is driven by, and I think right from the time you're a young kid, right? And you're like, I love that song. And then you see the person who sings, you're like, that's not at all what I pictured that person to look like.
Like Chubby Checker.
And you don't hate it. You just like it less, right? It's like, it's anything.
Well, man, for how long? You had no idea what any radio jock looked like ever until websites started popping up.
Right.
And they, for a long time, they intentionally kept it that way. I don't want to influence you in any way. If you like this jock... you don't want to find out that, oh, he doesn't have long hair, or he's not the color I wanted him to be, or he's not the weight I wanted him to be, or right. No, that's theater of the mind.
Well,
you like him now?
It's just like, keep liking. It's like any book you've ever read, and then you've seen it made into a movie,
yes.
And you go,
that's not what he looks like.
That's not it at all.
You missed the mark. That's not what I got him pegged as. Or
totally.
Yeah.
So... I think it will totally be affected by that.
Yeah, I think so too, man. But we will find out. And like I said, I think we're both in agreement that this is a bad look right now. And when the clouds clear a little bit, someone's going to stick their toe in the water and try and make this happen again.
Well, and I think somebody will
probably off one of the major networks, but.
Yeah, but somebody will make her do a little bit of dance.
Yep.
Right? And then they'll go, we believe in second chances.
Yeah.
Make that's it America, happen, baby.
Ain't that America? You and me. That's Audio Whiplash.
See ya.
Well, this one's empty. For more, visit tallcanaudio.com or find us on Twitter and Facebook at tallcanaudio.